Blog Talk Radio.
Joel?
From people who do need help, then we've just got to put an end to that and
We know there's listeners out there without the callers. So, callers, you're the one that's messing it up for everybody. In his name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want to be able to reach people, okay, and save those souls, okay, that need saving. And I can only do that if I can get honest, decent callers, okay? People that don't want to sit there and be full of tomfoolery, okay? Because that is not needed here. This is a gospel radio program, and we're all about, okay, the Lord, and we're all about saving souls. That's what we care about. So, with that being said, let's go on with the song, okay, and with our praise and worship part of the service. Here we go.
Power by your spirit, God, send
I'm going to take a call. I believe this is somebody that really needs help. Okay, I'm going to take it at the end, but I have a feeling this is somebody. Okay, well, is this Juan?
How you doing, Pastor Ken?
How you doing there, Pat? Juan, how you doing? You doing okay?
Well, I've been down the dumps for a little bit, but y'all know that. And I mean, I haven't been around the voice chat and Discord or talking much, but I went through a lot of personal things and you know, top it all off. But, you know, aside from Alabama losing the national championship, I mean, that hit me hard. A lot of people say that's only sports, only game, but it was like a ripple effect. You know what I mean? I mean, just a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know. You had your heart set on winning the national championship, and they didn't. They got defeated.
Well, and y'all know that. But you know, we didn't lose. We lost bad. I mean, it was bad. I mean, and even the next day, not just in Discord, but my personal life, people were texting me and calling me, and you know, I can dish it out, I can take it, but I mean, I didn't leave it at that. But you know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, Alabama lost, right? And then, you know, besides that, they were poking fun of other stuff that happened in my life, personal. And, I mean, I don't want to put it in the air, but I was able to talk about it in voice chat with some of my friends on there.
Yeah.
But y'all know, I mean, I was going to call in yesterday, too, and I was listening, and I think Bo said something, and y'all didn't want to talk about problems yesterday, so I said, man, I'm just not going to call in, and I turned it off.
My job here, okay, is to help people, okay? Okay, and I want to help people, okay, get to know the Lord, and I want to help people in general, okay? And you know, you could tell what is affecting you personally. I mean, nobody's going to laugh. Right now, it's just me and you, okay? There's nobody else on Discord listening, but me and you. I mean, on Blog Talk listening, but me and you, okay? There might be some listeners, okay, that are listening on the link, okay? But no one's going to laugh or make fun of you due to personal problems, okay? Okay? I'm here to help with those if I can, okay? All right? And nobody should laugh at anybody, okay, for having personal issues, okay? Whatever they may be.
Well, are you saying we're not out in the air?
Say what?
Are we not on the air? Like, am I like in like a screening room or what?
Well, no, you're on the air. Okay, you're on the air, but it's just me and you here. Okay, there's no one else here. Okay.
Okay. Well. I could tell you not all my issues, maybe like one or two of them. I told
okay.
you one of them, I mean, Alabama lost. I mean, that was bad
right.
for me, right?
And that hit you hard.
That hit me hard, and then like after they lost, I don't hear any more shout outs from you and from a lot of people, you know, even that like. Every now and then people would call me or text me and they'd start off or say bye, like saying a road tie and that stopped for a little bit. And then, I mean, it stopped. I still haven't heard it, you know. All the callers can make fun of me.
You know what? You know, I mean, the football season is just about over. Okay, it's over for college. Okay, but you know, I always say Roll Tide to you. Okay, no matter what.
I appreciate that, but I mean, my life revolves around. I mean, not my life, but part of my life revolves around, you know, Alabama football. I'm a big fan. I'm a fanatic. I mean, you know what I mean?
I know. And you're a big fan of Alabama football. Okay. Yeah, the Crimson Tide.
Yeah. And then another time y'all remember Jackie?
Yeah, I remember her, the girlfriend of Bloody Buckets.
Well, someone contacted me saying it was her, right? And
really,
you know, they was trying to catfish me, right? They were trying to get a hold of me and trying to hide, you know, this Jackie. And they were reaching out to me, that ain't Jackie. I mean, y'all see the profile pic and all that good stuff, I think they hacked my account, and then they started sending messages to people to my account and trying to take money, but there wasn't nothing there. I mean, I ain't a rich man, I didn't have much length to where they can hack, you know what I mean, online. I keep all my money physical. And, I mean, I don't know, man. It went downhill. I know it wasn't her, but I know it was someone trying to contact me, like, pretending to be her. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you know, all I can say is I will say a prayer, for you, Juan. That all the tomfoolery stops for you, my brother, okay? And that, you know, you can get on with your life and nobody's going to bother you any longer.
Well, I appreciate that. I was reading some of the messages on Discord, and they're like, you're going to be on, and then you're not going to be on. And then I heard Tony at the beginning of the show saying you're going to take calls and you're not going to take calls, so, I mean...
No. What he was saying was that we're going to start... when we take calls, we're taking calls not at the beginning of the show, more towards the middle of the show, okay? Past the one-hour mark, okay? Okay, and, so it's not that we're not taking calls. We've been getting... phone calls that has been tomfoolery, okay, and we want good callers like yourself.
Well, I'm a good caller, I think. I mean, I got a real problem, a real issue, and I need help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm here to try to help you as much as I can, okay?
Yeah, well, okay, well, I appreciate it, and, you know, like I said, I didn't want to cause any problems between you and Tony. If you was going to help me, like, you know, I can identify with him a little bit because, you know, he's Latino and I'm a little bit Latino. You know, we tend to be real jealous and we try to, you know, I mean, I'm kind of possessive. I don't know how Tony is, and I thought I was going to cause problems. Not just other people, callers, and I was thinking, man, maybe that's what's going on, and that's why I kept saying I don't want to cause problems.
I know one. No, it's just that, okay, Tony, the only thing he asked of me is to stay out of voice chat, okay? I can be on Discord, but just to stay out of voice chat. Because voice chat, okay, sometimes I get agitated, and my blood boils, okay, due to some people we know, which I don't need to mention their names. You know who they are, okay? You that's why he doesn't want me on voice chat. Okay, it's because of that. He's concerned about my health. I mean, because I went to the doctor, and I found out that I definitely have COPD. But I don't. The good news is I don't have lung cancer. Okay, I just have COPD, and what I have is a start of an emphysema spot in my lungs. So I gotta try to quit smoking, and I'm gonna let God do the work on that. Okay, so. Yeah, that's all he's concerned with is my health.
Well, all right. I get why he's concerned, but can the whole agitation, you get mad? I mean, but here's the way I see it, right? Like, I get into like conversations in not just in Discord, different chats. But we've been talking about football, and then, you know, like I said, it was hurtful when they made the comments, but at the same time, I got a lot of friends on there, and they get me upset a little bit. Some of them do, and they're probably trolling me too, but there's more friends than there are people pissing me off. You know what I mean? So I kind of just, I almost say I brush them off, water off my back, and just pay attention to my friends. I think you need to do the same, man. I mean, it's up to you. You don't got to do it. I'm not just in Discord, but in life.
If you can't I know. I'm working on that. I'm letting things roll off, okay, and not letting things bother me, okay? I'm letting the Lord take over, okay? Okay, so, yeah. I'm doing that now.
Cause I remember when Tony, not your Tony, but the other Tony, the Tony Gaga or Gaga or whatever. I mean, Uncle Tony, Uncle Tay. When y'all gave him the same advice, and he gave you the same advice about, you know, don't let people get to you. And I remember you telling him that, but it's kind of, I guess what I'm saying, sometimes we don't take our own advice.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, you know, it's only when a person can take so much, okay, a person can take so much lies about them, okay, and you know what I'm saying, and constantly saying the same things over and over, and the person knowing they're not true, okay, and just doing it on purpose, okay, it does aggravate, okay, you know. Especially when they know the truth, okay, and spread lies anyway, you know. You gotta admit, you know, I've been attacked pretty hard on that particular channel, okay, and I don't see it happening to everybody else. I really don't.
I've been attacked too. I mean, if y'all recall, for a very long time, people on Discord stopped talking to me and they stopped trusting me because they thought I was somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
And not till till we was on the air at the same time. I mean, I think you even thought the same thing.
No, I always knew who you were. I always knew who you were.
Well,
I could tell by the way you type and by the way you talk who you are. I never thought you were somebody else.
No, I'm saying about the way I talk. I mean, not the way I talk, but they thought y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Y'all thought I was being local, man. I mean, I'm not him. I'm obviously not him.
Thought you were being local. I never thought that. Okay, no, I always knew you as one. Okay, I could tell the difference, okay, between Beanie Logo and you.
Well, I mean, I remember people not trusting me, and then, like, I'd ball chat. When I joined the ball chat, people would leave, and, like, I'd message them, and they'd say, like, well, I got to go, or they'd stop talking about whatever it was, and I mean, that was a dark time in my life, I think, and I feel the same way right now.
Amen. Well, don't worry about that one, okay? There's people that love you like I do, okay? Okay, Tony F. loves you, one, okay? And we're glad that you called into the show, okay? And, you know, so we can, you know, try to work some of your issues out.
Amen.
And that's what we're all about here, okay? We're all about love and respect for other people, okay? And
that's the way it should be, right?
That's the way it should be. I mean, we're supposed to love one another, okay, as Christ loved us, okay? So, I mean, you know, if we don't show that, okay, then, you know, what kind of a Christian are we?
Well, I'm a Southern Baptist myself. I got a little bit of Southern Baptist. I'm like 1/8 Jewish and 1/8 Catholic, and y'all know that. And
yeah.
I'm John was trying to make me into a damn Mormon, but I don't think I'd be able to do all that.
Yeah, I mean,
but
Mormonism is another whole thing by itself. Yeah. Well, listen, I think
he's a sinner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mormons is on almost on the cult side. Okay. Okay. Like Jehovah Witnesses. Okay. It's a different religion altogether. Okay. They don't really.
Now, what about Baptists,
right,
and Catholics and Jews then? What about the other ones?
Oh, well, you know, the Catholics preach Christ, okay? The Jews don't. Okay, the Jews don't preach Christ. But Messianicism does, okay? But they preach it under the name of Yahshua, okay? Okay, because that's Jesus' real name, Yahshua. Okay, so they talk about Jesus and by using the name that was actually given to him, okay, at birth. Okay,
well,
Jesus,
what about the flat Earth theory? I mean, y'all people that think Earth is flat don't believe that his name is Yahshua and Abba and Elohim and Yahweh.
Well,
y'all don't believe in that.
No. See, flat Earth people believe the Bible the way it was written, okay? And I believe that the Earth is flat, and that we're in like a dome, and okay.
Y'all believe in like white power, like Jesco does also?
No, I don't believe in that. Okay, I don't believe in that. That's racism. I don't believe in racism, okay? But I do believe, okay, that the Earth, because if you ever get a chance, read the book of Ezekiel, okay? All right? Okay, in the Bible, read Ezekiel. And Ezekiel, it talks about the firmament. It talks about how the Earth being flat. It talks about, okay, things, okay, and it makes it, okay, understandable, okay. So I highly suggest that you read Ezekiel. It's a really great book. And a lot of people overlook it; they don't read it, okay. But if you read it, you'll see it. It'll pop to you, and it'll make sense, okay. Okay, I say you either believe all of the Bible, or you don't believe the Bible at all, okay. So you got to believe the beginning, Okay, when it says God created the world, okay, created everything within 6 days, okay, six literal 24-hour days, you got to believe that or you don't believe it, okay? And if you don't believe it, okay, then you can't really call yourself a Christian because you're not believing what the Bible says. You either believe the book or you don't believe the book. You can't pick and choose what you want to believe in when you read the Bible. You can't say, oh, Jonah, there's no way he got swallowed up by a fish and delivered to the shores, okay, because he didn't want to do what God said. You can't do that.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that one because, like, for example, I mean, the Bible says two different things about homosexuality, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. Two different, in the New Testament, okay, it speaks differently than the Old Testament. The Old Testament was an abomination, okay? The New Testament, okay, it's sexual immorality, okay?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, how do y'all justify your relationship, right?
Well, the way I look at it is this: that God created people in His own image, okay, and God created people with choice, okay. But I'm not saying that people that are homosexual they're choosing to be homosexual. Okay? Sometimes it can be a matter of choice, but most of the time it's not. Okay? All right? It's something that's internal. Okay?
I get it. I mean, I ain't against homosexuals. I mean, honestly, when I first got on Discord, I thought Johnny Longfeather and Jessica White was a couple, right? And because they was always arguing and fighting and talking to each other, and they, you know, a lot of sexual innuendo and back and forth and between them. Turns out, but hey, you know what I mean? But I didn't judge them because I can't, you know, it's like I know the Bible says one thing, but at the same time, it's kind of like what you're saying. You know, God made them that way, right?
That's right. God doesn't make mistakes. Yeah. So if you're born that way, okay, you're born that way. It's not a matter of choice, okay, you know, okay. But then there is some homosexuality that's a matter of choice. I mean, some people that are bisexual, okay, eventually they have to make a choice, which side they're going to swing to. Either they're going to be heterosexual or they're going to be homosexual. 9 times out of 10, most bisexuals choose homosexuality in the end.
Well, think that's what happened to Jack and Johnny?
Maybe.
I think that's not what happened. Well, maybe it was because, I mean, maybe they are homosexuals and they just ain't telling me because they don't trust me anymore, right?
I don't know. Hey, but listen, Juan, I've got to start preaching I'm not doing a sermon, I'm doing a devotionals, and I'm doing a Bible reading and a prophetic message. Well, I got to start getting on to that, okay? I've gone a little bit over the talking time I have. So let me get back into the message here, Juan.
Well, can I get a roll tie for both of y'all?
Yeah, you can get a roll tie.
Roll tie.
Okay, and my roll tie to everyone and thanks for talking to me, and Mad Mark, think he's a Catholic and he knows a lot about the book.
Amen.
And maybe even. All right, man. Well, and roll tight to Mr. Sparks too, because I mean he's a big fan.
Thank
and to Bo. And to Bo also, and Johnny Longfeather, and Jasco, and Spencer, Coughlin, and Don Cornelius, and Marcus, and everyone in the chat, and Discord, and Uncle T, and anyone that's a Road Tide fan, and to Tony F, and to you, Pastor Ken, and hell, even to Pastor Kent, and to Slim Anus, everyone, Roll Tide.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Roll Tide. Roll on.
Roll Tide.
Okay, I got to get on with the word, my brother.
And
if you want to
Calvin,
sit back and listen to the word. Okay,
what's
sit
that?
Back and listen to the word, Juan. Okay. All right. Okay. He just gets carried away. Well, today our devotional is titled Seeking God Through Scripture. You see, learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders and excellencies and satisfactions we can fathom. God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. So when we pursue Him through all the avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all of our Heavenly Father longs to give us. So may you grow in your pursuit of God this week as we study various ways we have been given to seek His face. Amen? See, the pages of Scripture are filled with declarations of wonderful, mysterious, powerful, and loving nature of our Heavenly Father. Scripture is one of God's greatest gifts to His people, who will so easily forget the labor of love He has undergone to gain restored relationship with us. The Bible is a companion to those who long to seek and find the invisible God who so greatly desires to be discovered. So let's open our hearts today to Scripture and the Holy Spirit and receive fresh revelation on how God longs to use His Word to guide us as we seek His face. Amen? In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." So Scripture is meant to fill us with the life by leading us directly to our Heavenly Father. See, the power of Scripture lies in the fact that its pages are filled with words of God, who is still active, powerful, and loving. I went years using Scripture incorrectly. I viewed it as a set of rules I needed to read and try to keep rather than a guide to experiencing the adventure of communion with my Heavenly Father. See, I viewed Scripture as a chore rather than the words of God meant specifically for me. I finally came to the realization that if I wanted to read the Bible, my problem wasn't a lack of will, but rather a lack of revelation on God's intention behind authoring the Bible. My problem was that I hadn't experienced a life lived by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So wherever you are in your understanding of Scripture, know that God has fresh desires for His Word in store for you today. He longs to fill you with the desire to read the words that will guide you to an abundant life. You see, the Holy Spirit longs to speak directly to you through the words written thousands of years ago. Our Bible is a powerful miracle safeguard for the benefit of all who would use it to seek the face of the Creator. May we all have the heart of a psalmist and grow in love over Scripture and God who inspired it. Amen? Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for testimonies are my meditation. And I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. That's Psalms chapter 119, verses 97 to 104. So firstly, meditate on the power of Scripture in seeking God. You see, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. That's John chapter 15, verse 10 and 11. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. So secondly, where do you need help of Scripture in seeking God? What lie do you believe about the character of God? What thought or perspective is keeping you from pursuing God with all your heart? Scripture is powerful, too, to combat incorrect thinking with God's truth. So thirdly, ask the Spirit to guide you to a passage of Scripture that will speak directly to your situation. Pay attention for a passage or a book that comes to mind, or search online for key verses. May you have ears to hear the voice of God speaking to you through these pages of Scripture. May your heart become soft and open to God's presence as you open his word. And may you experience the delight that comes from the knowledge of God's will for you as found in the pages of the Bible. So, I highly suggest that, you know, when you get a chance, read Psalm 19. It'll bring all this of what I brought to you today into perspective. Okay? Well, so like I said, when you get a chance, read Psalm 19. Amen? And that's the end of our devotional for today. So, now this leads me to this, the most important question of all. Okay? And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? You see, if you do not, that's okay, because you're going to get a chance to in a minute. May I ask you, are you tired of walking around seeking something but not knowing what to find? Okay? Or you may be walking around dazed and confused, scratching your head, not knowing which way is up or down, okay? Or maybe you suffer from some type of depression or anxiety. Or maybe even worse, you suffer from some type of addiction, such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, okay, gambling or overeating. You see, God can take all that away and put things in perspective for you. But guess what, folks? He's not going to do nothing for you if he don't know you. He's got to know you in order to help you. So if you're longing, okay, to be loved and to feel happiness and joy in your life, I highly suggest that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior tonight and find that love and joy that will come into your heart. Okay? So simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always, always keep you highly favored. Okay? Now, you can call into this number, okay? Okay, and you'll be on our switchboard. Call in the number 657-383-1487. That's again 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key and let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight as your personal Lord and Savior. Because, you know, right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, okay, and all the angels and everybody in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song, okay? It's called Oh, Come to the Altar, okay? Because I do this on every altar call, okay? And it needs to be done. So sit back and listen to the words, okay? And then call, okay? And push that 1 key. That, once again, that number is 657-383-1487, then press the 1 key. Amen. Okay. Well, let's get into our next message, okay, which is a Bible reading, okay? So those of you who don't really get a chance to read the Bible, I'm going to read you Genesis chapter 41, okay? And worship, which is Psalms chapter 10, verses 16 to 18, and wisdom, which is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. So this part, what I'm reading, is titled Joseph Rises to Power. So then it came to pass at the end of the 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them out of the river, ugly, gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly cows and the gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking fat cows. So Pharaoh woke. He slept and dreamed again a second time. And suddenly 7 heads of grain came upon 1 stalk, plump and good. Then behold, 7 thin heads, blighted by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump and full heads. So Pharaoh woke. And indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one that could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with the servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. Both me and the chief baker each had a dream. In one night, he and I, each of us dreamt according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now, there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and he told him an interpreter of dreams for us, and to each man he interpreted according to his own dream, and they came to pass just as an interpreter for us. So it happened. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him. But Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to the Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, and there is no one who can interpret it. But I have heard it said that you can understand a dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream, I stood on the bank of the river. Suddenly 7 cows came up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other cows came up after them, poor, very ugly, gaunt, such ugliness I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and the ugly cows ate up the first 7 fat cows. And when they had eaten them up, no one had known they had eaten them, for they were just as ugly at the beginning. So I woke, and also I saw in my dream when suddenly 7 heads came up on 1 stalk, full of good. Then behold, 7 heads withered, thin, and blighted, and the east wind sprang up after them, and the 5th head devoured the 7 good heads. So I told this to my magicians, but there is no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to the Pharaoh, the dreams of the Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good heads are 7 years. The dream are one. And the 7 thin ugly cows which came up from after them are 7 years, and the 7 empty heads of blight in the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. Indeed, 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise. And all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following it, for it will be severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh 2 times, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh select the discerning and wise men and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land to collect 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in 7 plentiful years, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. and the food shall be as reserved for the land for the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, and the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all the servants. And Pharaoh said to the servants, can we find such as one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneh, and gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out over the land of Egypt, and Joseph was born 2 sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath and the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God has made me forget all toil at my father's house, and the name of the second one was Ephraim, from God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. That's Genesis chapter 41, verses 1 through 41, verse 45, 50 through 52. Now let's go into the worship part of the Psalms 10, chapter 10, verse 16, 18. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations have perished out of the land. Lord, have you heard the desire of the humble? You will prepare their heart. You will cause their ear to hear their due to justice to the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth may oppress no more. Now let's go to the wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Amen. So like I said, for the ones that don't really get a chance to read the Bible, at least you get to hear it nightly. Amen. Except on sermon days, which are every other Saturday and Sunday. Amen. So, let's play a song.
This is my worship. This is my offering. In every
Amen. Well, I've got a bunch of callers on the line here, but I'm going to let you know something. Before you decide to let me pick up on you, if you're not talking about something godly, or you're not wanting to give a testimony or praise report or something that's godly, or ask for prayer, please do not go through with this call, because it'll be tomfoolery, okay? And if so, you're putting a hard decision on me to make, okay, whether to take calls or to not take calls anymore. So if you're not a godly caller, hang up now. Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. Okay. Let's play another song here.
Come on and sing.
All my hope.
of God. Now let's get into the prophetic message. This prophetic message goes out to those who need to hear it. And you know who you are. So this message goes to those out there. The Father says today, refuse to give up in fear. When fear comes, know that it's something that did not originate in me. When fear infects your personality and you can't shake it, know that it is the assault of the enemy. I do not originate fear in you, and I do not originate intimidation, timidity, okay, or hesitancy on any level in your life. You feel vulnerable, but that is not who you are in me. The enemy wants to tell you that you are naked, but I say you are clothed upon my glory. Negative fear and vulnerability come because of what someone said to you, whether outwardly of an individual seeking control, you or by the insidious inward suggestion of Satan himself. You are not naked. You are not vulnerable. You are secure in my everlasting arms. If you make your bed in hell, I will be with you, though you will be surrounded on every side. I am with you, I am so with you that I am more interested in setting a table before you in the midst of your enemy than I am in defeating the enemy. I want the enemy to first see just how casual and unconcerned you are in my presence. I want the enemy to see that I am satisfying you and filling you with joy, peace, and blessing all while he rattles his sword and screams his defiance. When he sees just how I love you and just how you know it, then we will excuse him to his failure as you come forth into triumph in every area of your life. Amen. Well, like I said, this prophetic message goes out to those who need it. And only you know who that is. So let me play a song here.
Love letter in the
Okay, because that's what we're taking as godly callers.
Bet your dollar he's not.
Well, I hope he's not. Here we go. Hello, 609, you're on the air.
It's Mr. Gill. Hi, it's Mr. Gill.
Yeah, you're Mr. Gill?
No, you're Mr. Gill.
Okay. Well,
oh,
no.
Mr. Gill.
Bye-bye. Okay. You never understand that man, okay?
Because he's a prankster and you owe me a dollar.
Well, it's been a great night, okay? Only one prankster, okay, tonight.
Shout-out to Juan.
Okay, yes, we're going to give a shout-out to our brothers, okay? Juan from Alabama, Roll Tide, okay? And to a very dear brother, producer Calvin, okay, and to another dear brother, Donnie Cornelius, okay, and Johnny Longfeather, okay, and Bogart Brand. May God bless you all, and have a wonderful, blessed night. Amen. Oh.